You're listening to SBS News.
Nursing home deaths now account for about one in four of Australia's 100 COVID-19-related deaths. The largest cluster of deaths is from the Ruby Princess cruise ship, with 22 deaths linked to the vessel. The first death was in March. For Dr. Fiona Lake, this has been a regular and unwelcome task. The West Australian professor has been protecting herself from COVID-19 since she treated the first Australian victim more than 2 months ago.
Whilst I was caring for these patients, we were reading about what was happening elsewhere and drawing parallels between what we were seeing and what was happening elsewhere.
James and Teresa Kwan were repatriated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, at the time one of the largest virus outbreaks outside of mainland China. Dr. Lake says a week later, Mr. Kwan's condition worsened.
He didn't have any complaints when he came into hospital. We could see that his lungs weren't working normally, but only very late in the course of his illness did he have problems with shortness of breath, at which stage he was in quite severe respiratory failure.
The 78-year-old died on March the 1st from respiratory failure. His wife, who was recovering from COVID-19 in the same hospital, wasn't allowed to be by his side.
And the difficulty with the infectious nature of COVID is even when people are dying, we're behind these screens, we're behind kind of windows and things like that.
3 days later, there was another death, a 95-year-old woman at a Sydney aged care facility, the Dorothy Henderson Lodge. Nearly 90% of those who have died have been over the age of 70, but the youngest was just 42 years old, a Filipino crew member from the Artania cruise ship. Internationally, Australia has a relatively low fatality rate, while France has the highest. Here, just over 1% of those who contract COVID-19 die. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says that's partially because of Australia's high testing rate, which picks up mild cases.
It's also likely that we do have one of the better case fatality rates in Australia because our health system wasn't overwhelmed. And so our patients who had more severe illness will have received optimal care.
The virus can still have a severe impact on the healthy. Pilates instructor Zoe Brown was hospitalised twice in her month-long battle with COVID-19.
The scariest point was when I felt like I was having a heart attack. And I felt I was able to drive myself to hospital, but I was struggling to walk.
But she got better and is one of the more than 6,300 people who have recovered in Australia. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.